Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of a delay. This is the Andrew Shatkin Show on every day of the week, either at 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, or 11 o'clock in the evening. And this is a show in which we handle literary matters, Russian, French. I am a great lover of literature, French, Russian, Spanish, and English, and American. And this show focuses on literature at times. It focuses on biblical theology and theology in general, and biblical truth, and it also focuses on politics. Although I have to say that as a Christian, I have a concern for poverty and poverty-stricken people. I think Jesus wants equalization of wealth. He doesn't want people poor, despite what some people seem to say. Next, I want to tell you that this is a politically incorrect show. We get at the truth. We get at the facts. We get at honest discernment. We critically think. We read the great books, not the books of nonsense, which are wasting my time and your time. Modern books, books 2 years old. We're interested in the old books, George Eliot's Middlemarch, Dickens, of course, Thackeray, Melville, Steinbeck, etc. These are the greats, T.S. Eliot, poets, Keats, Shelley, Byron. These are the greats that we concern ourselves with in this show. Second, I have to say it's a politically incorrect show. We're not interested in media hype, media falsehoods, or political rhetoric. We're interested in facts and truth as much as possible. However, I have to say this, that I'm a Christian, second of all, and I adhere to the creeds of the Church, Athanasian, Apostles and Nicene Creed, and I also adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and also I read the great Christian books, Aquinas, Augustine, St. Paul, the top people, the top minds in the world, Milton, Paradise Lost, and John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, and T.S. Eliot. These are the people that are concern me. These are the greats, and this is the faith that I adhere to 100%. I also, not only am I a Christian, and the show has a Christian orientation, but I welcome all faiths, all points of view, all ideas, all opinions. I dialogue with everybody. I concern myself with everybody. I care about everybody. And by the same token, Jesus and his love has a concern for all men and women of all sorts. Now, I want to say something else I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog book radio show, and these shows have many people from all countries in the world visiting them, particularly Muslim countries, I'm happy to say. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters visit my Christian shows. And in fact, I have a very close young lady friend in Iran who has a great interest in my Christian books, despite her Muslim heritage. And I respect her Muslim faith. I'm willing to talk to any Muslims and dialogue with them, any faith of whatever, and any idea and any concept. I welcome all 100%. I want to dialogue with them. I want to know them. Next, as I said, I had these two Christian radio shows, which welcome all points of view. And I dialogue with everyone, and many people from many countries visit these shows, and I'm very pleased to say that Saudi Arabia is one of my customers of my Christian shows. this Blog Talk Radio show. So that's it. And then I want to go on to say that I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, Christian books, essays in the Christian worldview, essays in faith, culture, politics, and philosophy, a book on the parables. You have to remember, for me, the words of Jesus are critical. Every word counts. Everything Jesus says, I take with 100% seriousness. I can only begin as a human being to understand the depth and profundity of what he has to say. And I wrote a book interpreting the 41 parables, and this book examines the words of Christ and the voice of Christ as found in those parables. Many of them are warnings, but that's about what it is. I also have written a book on the Psalms, interpretation of 150 Psalms. I have this book is quite widely internationally sold in Germany and France and in many other places. And I'm happy to say that people are buying it and that my book, I value the Psalms greatly. They are my spiritual food. John Donne, the great Anglican poet, said of the Psalms that they are the manna of the church. So that's about it. And I want to make you understand that the Psalms for me are spiritual food. I have read them since I was in Sunday school, 12 years old. I read them in Hebrew in seminary. Their value is very great, and their thought and the lyric poetry they represent, the Jewish Hebrew poetry, is very great, and it comes across in any translation. That is the greatness of the Psalms, that it comes across in any translation. So let's take a look at some other things here. I'm writing a book on the miracles in the Bible. I'm writing 3 books of my blogs, literary, philosophical, theological, and biblical, and political. I'm writing a book on those blogs, 3 books exactly. They're all in preparation. The first one is completed. I'm looking for a publisher. I'm also looking for publishers on the 2 other books. I'm writing a book on the book of Job. Eventually, Job was an Edomite. He wasn't Jewish, but he made it into the Bible. And it's a very great book and a very great story. And I recommend it to all of you who wish to know some grain of truth to be made available in their lives. I'm writing a book on the miracles in the Bible, and I've written part of a book on pretrial motions in criminal law. And I'm convinced that there will never be a replacement for books in print for any level of thinking. As Mortimer Adler said in his great book, How to Read a Book, Mortimer Adler was a great thinker. He wrote the book in 1940, and he said very astutely that images are drugs. We don't learn from images. They are drugs, and they fool us, and they manipulate us. We can only learn from more involved print mechanisms. There will never be a replacement for the books. And the minute we abandon books and print, that second we will move into the kingdom of darkness, where we are presently headed at this point, unless something is done about it in the educational system. I've written 3 articles on the Syracuse Law Review and an Academicus, a international scientific journal, Albanian, and I have to say that they've been bought by the State Department and in one instance by the United States Supreme Court and by many, many colleges and universities throughout the U.S. and Europe and in Asia. Now, I want to talk about something that's a very tricky subject. That is the subject of, obviously, a Christian, if he is to be a Christian, is going to oppose abortion because Jesus puts a value on all human life from its beginning and inception to the point of its death. We believe that, that in that last second there can be repentance and a relationship with Christ, and we believe that what I just said in the value of life from its very inception to the very end, the last second of life. We don't believe in euthanasia. We don't believe in abortion because we believe that people have value, and that value is eternal. That's the key, eternal. The word eternal is the key to understanding the value Jesus placed on humanity. His value is so great that he committed suicide on a cross and suffered for humanity. That is the extent to which he values humanity and people. It is incalculable, his concern. That is what I believe. That's what Christ, that's Christianity, that's our religion. And if you don't want to accept it, join the Lions Club, join Ethical Culture, do something else, but don't be in the church. This is the man that said he was God, and that God, he died for you, for all humanity, as a man and as a God. That's about it. Now, the second issue is this value of human life, which Jesus makes incalculable and fantastically important, to the extent that he believes that people are to be valued from the point of their conception to the last second of their death, when they can repent and be brought to heaven. That's why he values people in the last second, because we don't know what's going to happen or what is occurring at that last second. However, I say this, that does the death penalty, is it to be equated with abortion? The death penalty is the legal system putting a guilty person to death. There's been a trial, maybe appeals, whatever, but it is a part of our criminal justice system of putting a guilty, evil-doing person to execution and death. I do not think it is the same as taking the innocent life of an unborn baby. I don't think so. I find that not to be so. And I disagree with it. I'm not happy with the death penalty with someone dying, but I have to say it is not the death penalty of a guilty person who has possibly murdered one or more people. That person is not to be equated with an innocent unborn child. Yes, I know that people are not going to like this. Some Christians are going to disagree with me. The Catholic Church in its catechism takes this position. The death penalty is to be equated with abortion. I don't think it is. I think the death penalty is just like just war. The just war theory is the state functioning to eliminate the evildoer. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's a matter of the death penalty deals with the guilty, the murderer, the horrible first person who has done a horrible murderous act. That is what the death penalty is concerned with. Abortion is concerned with taking an innocent life, a little baby. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think the death penalty used to be equated with abortion. I find that analogy weak. I don't think it's true. And I think I regret anybody's death and suffering, but I don't equate the death penalty with abortion. Abortion is the taking of an innocent little baby's life. And the death penalty is the taking of a life of a person who has done and wreaked great evil upon someone else and their family to the extent of possibly murdering them and torturing them and killing them. Quite different. So I find it different. So I hope you will see what I'm saying here. Whether you agree or disagree with me or not, I don't think they're the same in any sense of the equation. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk today. I'll be talking again tomorrow night.